communities and local government. People want to live in flourishing communities, and no community can flourish without powers and resources. Liberal Democrats are committed to allowing communities to take the action they need to improve their areas. We believe, for example, that given sufficient powers and resources, local authorities can play a major role in combating the climate and nature emergencies, whether by insulating homes or improving air quality. Yet, this government is robbing local communities of their powers and their resources. The Conservatives have forced councils to do more and more with less and less, plunging many into financial crisis. In rural areas, the growth of second homes, the lack of public transport, and poor broadband connectivity are undermining the viability of our communities. Liberal Democrats will support local government through these difficult times and review the burdens and costs that councils have shouldered as a result of Conservative government policies. This includes tackling the social care funding crisis, giving councils the freedom to set planning fees to reflect the actual cost of delivering an efficient planning service, and building more homes to relieve the soaring demand for temporary accommodation. We will tackle the funding crisis facing local authorities, including by providing multi-year settlements, boosting the supply of social housing, and forging a long-term cross-party agreement on social care. Give communities more control over the number of second homes and short-term lets in their areas. Ensure local authorities have the powers and resources they need to tackle the climate and nature emergencies, as set out in Chapters 5 and 12. Ensure that gigabit broadband is available to every home and business, including in rural and remote communities, and support local bespoke solutions so that no property is left out. End the top-down reorganisation of councils and the imposition of elected mayors on communities who do not want them. Work with communities to tackle the alarming rise of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. In addition, we will decentralise decision-making from Whitehall and Westminster by inviting local areas to take control of the services that matter to them most. Strengthen local democracy as set out in Chapter 20, including introducing proportional representation for electing councillors in England and scrapping the Conservatives' voter ID scheme. Appoint a cross-departmental minister for rural communities to make sure that rural voices are heard across government. Give local authorities new powers to control second homes and short-term lets in their areas by allowing them to increase council tax by up to 500% where homes are being bought as second homes, with a stamp duty surcharge on overseas residents purchasing such properties, and creating a new planning class for these properties. Encourage post offices to become community banking and government hubs, and keep DVLA services available at post office counters. Enhance powers over community assets to help local authorities protect pubs, community farms, and other vital infrastructure. Invest in leisure centres, swimming pools, and other grassroots facilities, and support community sports clubs as set out in Chapter 17. Establish a strategic small surgeries fund to sustain GP services in rural and remote areas as set out in Chapter 6. Properly fund local planning departments and give local authorities the power to end right to buy in their areas as set out in Chapter 14. Give local authorities the powers they need to restore bus routes and add new ones where there is local need, especially in rural areas, as set out in Chapter 16. Help motorists in rural areas who face higher fuel costs by expanding rural fuel duty relief. Introduce a strategic land and sea use framework to effectively balance competing demands. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.